I will defend myself and say that the truth still stands, that I am still heavily believing, biblically believing, that I think there is a major idolistic worship of our ancestors. And I think it's one, because we don't know God. Two, because we're looking for our sense of identity. And yeah, the ancestors is really just anyone in your bloodline that has came before you. That's all it really is. So my grandma, who died in 2005, is my ancestor, you know? Part, not even black people, anyone that just worships and believes in their ancestors being like their source of power and everything, I don't think they really believe in God, like the biblical God. They might believe in God, but it's not the biblical Yahweh. Yeah, what's going on, guys? My name is Joshua. My IG, I'm Joshua, 24 years old. I'm out here in California. Like Pong Krai said, no one really knows what I do. I'm just creative in everything, but my main thing is film. I'm a film director. I creative direct people and my friends, and I just live my life for the glory of God.
Great. I know we're going to talk about God a lot. I think you are somebody actually, you love your faith. You talk about your faith a lot. I'm a believer, so I really can connect with whatever you're actually talking about. I'm all about soul as well. We're going to go straight to it. The first thing, the reason why I got in touch with you, it was because I was asking myself, why in the black community especially, we talk about our ancestors all the time. So I feel like we put them before God, and we actually see them as God. It's like everything that we do, anything we want, something, we always pray and everything. And I saw one of your video, I'm going to post it on the podcast as well. You was talking about them, you know, you was talking about the ancestor connection with demon as well. So tell me more about it.
Yeah. So specifically with us, with black people, I do feel like there's a sense of a lack of identity in our community and in our culture. I'm not going to go deep into like black economics and black history and all that stuff, but just the surface level aspect of it. Obviously, you know, black people went through the slave trade and segregation and racism, and we've been through a lot. And in the midst of all that, we've lost our identity, we've lost our culture, we've lost our history. And so black people out of more cultures are the ones that are always trying to look for a sense of who they are. They're always looking for their identity. And so they're looking for their identity in everything they can get their hands on, anything that feels comfortable. And I think one of the main things for black people is that we tend to run towards the ideology of we're kings and we're queens and we're from Africa and we had gold and we ruled over everyone and we're the originals. And, you know, there's a sense of truth to that. But I'm on the end of, I think we can even idolize our color and make our color and our culture God instead of letting God be God. But in terms of the ancestor aspect, I made that like in 2021. So as a fresh believer, I was like, you know, there's the you ever heard of the Dunning-Kruger effect?
No, what is it? I mean, it's like when you become a Christian and then you are like over, I don't know if it's that, maybe I'm wrong.
Nah, it's not just, it's just with anything. So the minute you learn something new, you're like immediately like, you know one piece of information and you think you know it all. They call that the mount of peak stupid. And as soon as you come into like a crisis where like someone comes against you, you got nothing to say, and you start realizing you don't really know anything, you start crashing and burning down, and then you're in this valley of despair. And then you're slowly working your way up with knowledge and expertise and wisdom and actually practicality, living it out. And so you're slowly, you're not just quickly like how people blow up and then crash faster. You're actually ascending at a healthy rate. And so you're not overexerting yourself. You're realizing, even if you know stuff, even what you know is still a gift. And so back then, I was at that mount of peak stupid. But
so you believe actually, because what I said actually, our ancestors are not God. Do you believe that, right?
Yeah, I do. Do I believe that our ancestors are not God?
Yeah,
100%.
But what do you think? What is the problem actually? What is what I don't understand is the connection. Okay, what do you describe as ancestor first, if I ask you that?
What I describe as ancestor in terms of the black community, it tends to be like our ancestors in the black community. What I've seen, ancestors is more of like back in Egypt days, back in African days, back when we weren't slaves, back when we had riches and we had power and we had culture. I think that's the automatic mindset in black people when they think ancestors. But I will defend myself and say that the truth still stands, that I am still heavily believing, biblically believing that I think there is a major idolistic worship of our ancestors. And I think it's one, because we don't know God, two, because we're looking for our sense of identity. And yeah, the ancestors is really just anyone in your bloodline that has came that came before you. That's all it really is. So my grandma, who died in 2005, is my ancestor, you know?
I mean, you're right, because that's what I was saying to people as well, because I believe, as I always say to people, like, we're gonna be somebody's ancestor as well. Even you are somebody's ancestor, because if today, I mean, when we're gonna die after like 500 years or 1,000 years, people are gonna see us as ancestors, or my ancestor used to be maybe like doing podcasts, online, and because they're gonna be like in a different time, that's the reason why people see that. But do you think there is a connection when we, because they are dead people, us as Christian, I believe you are Christian, right?
Yeah, I'm
So
Christian.
as Christian, do you think is it a pro do you think it's like another way to worship the devil at the same time, or spirit, because they are dead people?
Yes. Yeah,
What
'cause
is the connection with them?
we gotta remember that Satan is a master deceiver. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, and for the ones that aren't Christian that may be watching this, if you're just not, if you don't know Christ, if you don't know God's Son, if you don't understand the revelation of the gospel and what Jesus Christ did for us and what he promises for those who believe in him, you're automatically going to be worshiping anything else that isn't God. Even if you think you're worshiping God, you're not worshiping God, because the Bible says that the devil comes as an angel of light. If we don't have the knowledge and the wisdom and the word of God in our mind and in our hearts, we're not going to be able to, we don't have any power to discern and differentiate who the devil is and who God is. And for the most part, not even black people, anyone that just worships and believes in their ancestors being like their source of power and everything, I don't think they really believe in God, like the biblical God. They might believe in God, but it's not the biblical Yahweh. And I don't even think they believe, they call people demons, but I don't think they necessarily believe in the devil and hell. So there's a lot of deception and manipulation and just veils on their spiritual eyes that they're not really seeing.
I mean, I agree with you actually. I think there is only one God. I mean, if you have to be with God, or you're not going to be with God, I think that's the problem today. People, they want to believe in ancestor, and you want to believe in God as well. They forgot like everything is spirit. If you want to connect with like people already dead, if they are not God, they have to be evil, because there's only like two energy. But today, I know like you're only 24. You don't feel like young people today. It's very hard for, especially we are black, so I talk more about community. You don't think like our community today, you as a young black, is very hard for you to kind of like stand out as a Christian? Because now when we see like the woke generation, I don't know how to call it, agenda, or I don't know if it's a trend or anything, everybody want to be woke, everybody want to be like very, yeah, it's like black Jesus, and then you understand what I'm saying, right? You know,
Yeah,
we
I
all
know
talk
exactly
about
what you're
like
saying.
the black Jesus, and today being black and Christian, especially when you're young, is very tough, because our fathers, they can't be Christian. It's easy. We're gonna say, you know what, they've been brainwashed, but now we are woke, we have internet, we have all the information. You can't be black and Christian. That means you are kind of brainwashed, because you worship the white Jesus.
The
So
white Jesus, yeah.
yeah, so what is your thought on that?
I think so. In the time of age that we live in currently, right now, I think it's harder to walk as a Christian and truly walk faithfully unto the Lord, but it's easier to stand out as a Christian if you're really walking with the Lord. Because of where this world is right now, it's so dark. Like, there's so much manipulation, there's so much deception, there's so much darkness, more than it has ever been. And so to really be the light of Christ in this world, to really represent the love and the light of Jesus through your actions and through your words and how you live your life, and in your boldness and preaching the gospel and letting people know that there is a God and there only is one way to God, I think you stand out as a Black Christian a lot more versus back in the day. And that's mainly because, like, everyone's just worshiping what they want to worship, or they claim they're atheist, like, whatever it might be. I definitely don't think it's, I think it's harder to walk for sure. There's so many distractions. There's entertainment industry, there's social media, there's all these deceptions, all these manipulations. There's so much things distracting my generation, the youth, especially Black people, from knowing who God is. But oh my cat.
Oh, okay. It's fine.
But it's definitely easier. If you're really faithful and if you're really picking up your cross and seeking Christ, I think your light, just people automatically notice it.
So do you think there is like a challenge today, like, as you, like, do you think it's challenging for you, like, to be a Christian today?
Yeah, if you don't, if
In
you're
the world that
not.
we're living today, because in my opinion, I feel like a Christian, we are. As long as you can believe in God and stay in your house, pray. But I feel like Christians are not
No.
loud enough. They are
Yeah.
not really like moving things outside.
Yeah. It's actually really, I'm really glad that you brought that up. I think it's a sense of a lot of Christians are comfortable. Like, my pastor says this all the time. If you call yourself Christian, but you don't share the gospel or you don't share your faith with anyone, you're a closet Christian. And you really got to ask yourself, are you Christian at all? Because if you really were filled with the Holy Spirit, you would have a burning passion and desire to tell people and warn people about obviously what's to come, the wrath of God. And so if you're not telling people, I think there's a sense of comfortability. There's a sense of fear of man. You might fear man more than God. And, these are things that only God can break, but you really got to want to. You really got to have the knowledge of, like, not only are you saved, but what are you saved from? And then once you know what you are saved from, you would have no other desire but to tell people about the good news and the bad news, because good news isn't good news unless they know the bad news. So I think it's, yeah, I think we do have a lot of complacent Christians, though. I think it's
Yeah,
just a generation we're living in too, just the greater
I think I
greater.
agree with you as well. But do you think, like, as much as you see society today, there's a lot of things changing, like we have like a gender issue, we have things with school, if we have a lot of things actually like pushing Christian to kind of like, not just Christian, everybody to kind of like choose, pick their side. You today, as young as 24 years old, what is your opinion in today's society? Do you feel like, is it hard for you to fit, or you feel like it's more like weird for you just to be around? Because now we come to the point where you cannot hide anymore. You have to pick a side.
You have to. Yeah, there's no, I mean, there's never been a middle ground, but I think
Now
now
it's actually, it
in
is,
the age we're
yeah.
living in, it's very clear, like, you've got to pick a side. There is no more like, I'm gonna just duck my head in the
Pretend, yeah.
sand and ignore. Nah, you're either on the dark side or the light side. There's no in between. I think what was the question again?
The question was just like, for you, do you think like, is it challenging for you, as because you are young, you're still outside, you're still doing things with people around, and it's like, it's hard for you to kind of like show your true identity, stand for things that you believe. Because being a Christian, as much as we believe in Jesus, we follow Jesus, but we also have to stand for things that we believe, for things that actually Jesus wants us to believe. Do you think like, is it kind of like hard for you, as when you see today's society? Because many Christians, what they want to do compared to all the religion, Christians, they are more like, they want to be politically correct, they don't want to hurt anybody. They just prefer to say, I just love everybody. They just don't want to stand firm based on what they believe, actually. Because I know there is a lot of things happening today in this world. There is like abortion, there is war, there is like genders, there's a lot of things. And in those things, you as a Christian, you still need to be somewhere. But do you think it's more challenging for you as a young Christian?
I definitely think it can be if you're not performing and walking and utilizing the means of strength and endurance and boldness that God has given us. Obviously, you got to be in your Bible. You got to be able to discern your entire life through the Bible. You got to be around God's people. People want to say they're Christian but not go to church. That's not even biblical, bro. The Bible says, "Do not forsake the gathering of yourselves, as some have." God is with his people. Period. Like, where two or three are gathered, I will be there in the midst. That's what Jesus said. So if you don't want to be around his people, there's no strength, there's no power. If you don't want to be in your Bible, there's no strength, there's no power. If you don't want to be praying, there's no strength, there's no power. And so if you're not utilizing these means that God has given us to not only know him, but to continue to fight and to not be deceived in this world, you're prone to the current, the flow of this world. And my pastor actually said this 2 weeks ago. He said it takes work to conform to the image of Christ. That's what God has saved us for. He saved us from himself, he saved us from his wrath, but he also saves us to look like Jesus, not just physically, but your actions, your character, your motives, your heart, your mindsets, your thoughts, everything. He wants you to look like Jesus so that when God comes back to destroy this world, he'll see a bunch of little Jesuses and he's like, ah, they're good. And so if you're not pressing every single day to look like Jesus, it takes work to be like Jesus, but it takes nothing to look like the devil. You could literally sit on your couch and bury your head in the sand, not do anything, and you're more like the enemy than Jesus. So with Christianity, it takes work. We're not saved by works, but it takes work. Faith is shown by its work. If you really have faith in who your God is, you're gonna work. You're gonna labor. You're gonna want to bear fruit. You're gonna have a desire to look like Jesus. So I think that's the side we're on. The ones that want to be politically correct and want to just hold on to things in this world, you could tell like there's a sense of, do you really want to be like Jesus, or are you still holding on to things in this world?
Because Jesus was fearless. Jesus was ready to die for the truth. Jesus was out there spreading love and spreading the gospel as well. And when there was a time for him to get mad, he was actually getting mad as well. Like when he did in church, when people were saying stuff, he was getting upset and everything. So I think there's a time for everything. There's a time for us to show love. There's a time for us to stand for what we believe as well.
Mm-hmm.